Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
He's only 5 years older than me. He said, well, I don't know how you do what you do. I said, I learned how to talk. That's what I did. I learned how to speak God's Word. He said, well, I just don't see how you run around here and do all the stuff you do. He said, I can't do these things. I said, that's why you can't. It's because you just said, I can't. You see where I'm coming from? What did Jesus say you could do? All things. Start thinking like God. Lord, I can do all things. In fact, the other day, I was listening to a man that knows this man that I'm going to tell you about personally. And he got a hold of these things, and he was 60, and his wife was 58, I believe was her age. And his wife had been through menopause when she was about 45. And technically, from the world standpoint, it was impossible for her to bear a child. He began to get a hold of God's promises, and they wanted another son. He spoke over his wife's body, called her body back into normal, and they got a brand new baby son. It's theirs, and he's perfectly normal. And she was 58 years old when she conceived that baby, and was 58 years old when she brought that 9-month-old baby boy into the world. And he spoke over her body. They both wanted a child. And he started taking God's Word and speaking, and he brought that woman's body back, and she began to go through the normal cycles, and she brought a baby into the world at 58 years of age. What did Jesus say we could do? Now see, you got to think like God, haven't you? But see, what did Jesus say we could do about healing? He said, speak to our mountain, command it to leave, walk holy before me, and I will heal you. Did he say it would be easy? No, he didn't say it would be easy. But he said, you got to stay with it. You got to stay with it. If you stay with it and believe, we as Christians have been so deceived by the devil. We have been taught to think like the world. Oh, goodness, I'm old and I can't do this no more. I just can't wait till I'm 62 so I can retire. I mean, I hear people that are Christians talking like that. Oh, I hate to get up and go to work. I only got 2 years left. I'm 60 years old and I just can't fight it no more. Oh, goodness, Thurman. I just got this pain here. And I got this. I get my daddy had arthritis. I'll probably have it too. Everything's wrong. Do you have to live there as a Christian? Only if you want to. I mean, I have people coming up that are Christians with a list of what's wrong with them. I said, ma'am, all you got to do is believe God. He said, well, now, but Thurman. I said, no. Jesus said. Now, these are promises from the Lord. I mean, if Jesus said, speak to your mountain, it will be removed. What are we going to do? I'm going to speak to my mountain if I want to. If the Lord says it in Psalm 103, forget not all my benefits. I forgive part of your iniquities. Oh, good grief, I can't even lie to y'all. See, you got. I forgive all of your iniquities. I heal how many of your diseases? All you got to do is claim that, Lord. I repent. You heal all of my diseases. You save me from the destruction. You satisfy my mouth daily with good things. And you renew my youth. Wow, daily like the eagles. Well, let me tell you, when I got a hold of that one, I found the fountain of youth. You know where I'm coming from. That's the good one. Now then, instead of saying, well, good grief, I'm old and decrepit and can't do nothing, I said, if he renews my youth daily like the eagles, then I'm getting younger every day. In fact, when I was preaching out in Amarillo the other day, I went through that and I said, I am literally getting younger every day. I can do more today than I could when I was before. And somebody looked over at Cheryl and she said, "He's right, I can't even begin to keep up with him." She said, "He can get by on 4 or 5 hours worth of sleep." She said, "I can't do that." Said, "He can do things and run and go and outdo anything I can do." She said, "Now I know why God gave him me a little bit younger woman, because said he acts like a 14-year-old. Said he's running and going 90 miles an hour all the time." I said, "Well, aren't you about that same age?" She said, "Well, yeah, maybe just a little older than 14. But see, when you start thinking like God, you don't put any limitations on what you can do. You don't realize what you're doing with your tongue. You start saying, "You know, I just don't love my wife as much as I used to. Or I don't love my husband as much as I used to." As you begin to say that, guess what happens? That's what happens. You know, you wake up in the morning, first thing you need to do is tell your mate, "I love you. Wow. Do I love you? Wow, are you beautiful?" See, when you do that all the time, your mate gets where they expect that. Like the other day when we was out there in Amarillo, you know, Cheryl gets up and she puts on this beautiful outfit. I mean, I bought her some beautiful clothes. We got married. I dressed her up. I sent her down to Neiman Marcus and I put some clothes on that woman. I mean, I fixed her up. She's a beauty queen. So, I mean, I want my woman to be beautiful. So she's got all these beautiful clothes and she carries them in a hanging bag. She won't even let me fold them when I put them on an airplane. She don't want a wrinkle in them. The other morning she got up, she put on this beautiful outfit, and she walked over there and she says, "Well?" And I looked at her and I said, "Well, what, honey?" She said, "You don't have it together this morning." I said, "Did I do something wrong?" She said, "Very wrong." I said, "Uh-oh, what have I done wrong?" I mean, I was in the Word. I was trying to get ready to preach, see. She said, "You really don't have it together this morning." I stopped and I said, "Lord, what did I do wrong?" And then I looked at her and she says, and then I knew what I'd done wrong. I said, "Oh, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen." She said, "Now you've got it back together." See, you know what I'm talking about. You girl, you love it, don't you? See, when you get used to telling your mate that every day, they expect to hear that every day. Especially when they get all dressed up looking really pretty. Now see, that's the same way it is with you and me and God. See, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you need to do, if you want to walk in divine health and you want God to answer your prayer, the first thing you do, you wake up and you say, "Lord, I'm going to tell you how much I love you this morning. I'm going to tell you how much I appreciate these mighty promises you put in here for me. Lord, I want to thank you how much, I'm going to tell you how much I thank you that you're my Savior. I want to thank you for how greatly appreciative I am that you're my healer. I want to thank you, Lord, that you have been given all power in heaven and earth, and you put that power in me. You told me I can say anything I want to. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for opening my blind eyes in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for healing my babies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're your sons and daughters, and we've got these two babies that the devil's attacked. And in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for making these two babies totally, completely, not normal, supernatural normal. That's what I want to thank you for. I want to worship you and praise you. You've got children. You should never lay your hands on your children and say, "Just thank you, Lord, for these healthy kids." Just like when my daughter was going to have her baby, Caitlin, that time she said, "Daddy, I'm pregnant and I've asked God to give me a healthy baby." I said, "And anything else?" Well, no, Daddy. "What do you mean? I want a healthy baby." I said, "Good grief, honey. He's a faith God and he's a big God." I said, "You won't tell him you want a beautiful one, a healthy one, and an intelligent one. That's what you want. You want a beautiful little girl, a healthy one, an intelligent one, not just normal." Now, some of y'all may have heard this story about what you can do by faith through spoken words. But I heard this woman and her son on the James Dodson show here several years ago, and this woman was 48 years old and she conceived a son. Wasn't planned at her age, but she got pregnant. And whenever she began to tell her friends, I'm pregnant, looks like we're going to have another baby. They all said, oh my goodness gracious, at your age, have an abortion. She said, what are you talking about? A kill? A baby? No! Some of her Christian friends told her to have an abortion. She'd have a Down syndrome baby at her age. She said, absolutely not. I will not kill this baby under no condition. If God's going to give me a baby at 48 years old, whatever He gives me, I'm going to raise it and love it, and I'm going to just absolutely do the best I can with this baby. And it's amazing how many people in the church came against her. Yeah. You don't understand. We don't understand how dead the church is to the things of God. This woman really got up. She said, no, I'm going to have this baby. And she said, I don't know what God's going to do with this baby, but said, I don't care what happened. I'm going to raise this baby to the best of my ability. And everybody come against her. Nearly everybody. I mean, nearly everybody wanted her to have an abortion. And she said, no. They said, what if this child's not normal? She said, I don't care. I'm going to have this baby. She said, I had the baby. It was a boy. Said he looked to be perfect. But she said, when he got a year old, he began to do some things, and I thought, he ain't going to be normal. But she said, when he got 2 years old, I knew he was not going to be normal. And by the time he was 4 years old, he was so not normal. I thought, what am I going to do with this boy? But she said, when he was 14, and he graduated from Harvard with a 4.0, and now he's 18 and has his own law firm in Miami with four lawyers. He said, I'm telling you, he's not normal. They were on James Dodson's show, and it was a tape made of that. And he was there, and Dr. Dodson said, you know, you're definitely not normal. He said, well, but you know, he said, I'm just 18, and I still love to go out and play ball with the guys and everything. But he said, you know, God has given me a few supernatural gifts. Graduated from Harvard at 14 with a 4.0? That ain't bad, is it? Not at all. I'd take that. And you see what God will do when all the Christian world come against her. Tried to get her to abort that baby. God, I can just see God in heaven say, you know, I finally got one of my little daughters down there that believe I can do something at 48.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off. For the continuation of this teaching, this is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.